It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable, inerrant teachings of the infallible, preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning here on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful gift that God gave mankind when He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on an old rugged cross and shed His blood so that He could buy salvation for us, taking our place, so that we might have everlasting life if we will ask Jesus to be our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Canaan Baptist Church Choir from Covington, Georgia. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, By the Way of the Cross.
To die on a cross for crimes he had done, he was guilty, everyone could see. But his destiny was changed as he looked at Christ and said, when your kingdom comes, remember me. In paradise, in his eyes, I can hear him reply, there are no merits to my name, no works that I can claim. You brought me here, told me to say,
I have come by the way of the cross.
It is nothing I have done, it's the suffering of God.
wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 20, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." You see, when Jesus gave himself on the old rugged cross, it was to buy salvation for us, to pay the price that we were in debt to pay because of our sin. He died in our place, taking our punishment. You see, when you ask Jesus to be your Savior, you're reconciled to God. You are made right with God. And all things in earth will be changed one day. The curse of sin will be taken away because of what Christ did on the old rugged cross. Now, he says in verse number 21 of Colossians chapter 1, "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." You see, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to be your Savior, he reconciles your soul. He makes you a new creature in Christ. And one day, all of the rest of creation will be reconciled to the Lord, and the curse of sin will be taken away. Now, even though all of creation will be reconciled and the curse of sin will be taken away at some point in the future, my friend, to have your sins taken away and to be reconciled with God, you have to receive him as your personal Savior. You must come to the Lord for salvation. You may realize that you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. You're being convicted of your sins, and you know your need to be saved. But you would like to find out what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation. If that is you, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation for yourself by asking Jesus to be your Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. Please come be with us today at Tabernacle Baptist Church in our services this morning. We have a special time set aside today for Family and Friends Sunday. Please be in your place at Tabernacle Baptist Church. If you do not have a church home, we would love to have you visit with us for our Family and Friends Sunday. We're going to have Sunday school at 9:45, our morning service at 11 o'clock, and then after the morning service, we're going to go to the fellowship hall to have a covered dish dinner and be dismissed from there for the rest of the day. No night service. We'd love to have you be with us today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, for all of these services today. We also have a Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock, but unless you're providentially hindered so that you can't be with us until our Wednesday night service, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church for our Family and Friends Sunday. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and that's all one word, Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church. You'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and also written material that will share with you how you can start growing in the Lord after you do ask Jesus to be your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, there you can find videos of the services that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find a link to our YouTube channel Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into Hebrews chapter number 11, let's have another song by the Canaan Baptist Church Choir in Covington, Georgia. The name of this second song is titled, His Life for Mine.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine.
Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins. It says in Ephesians 5:25, when Paul was talking about husbands loving your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The Lord gave himself for the church. But also in Galatians chapter number 1, starting with verse number 3, it says, Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father. He not only gave his life for the church, he also gave his life to pay the price for our sins. But I want to share with you another verse. This is found in Galatians 2:20. We find Paul saying here, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Not only did Christ die for the church, not only did Christ die for our sins, but notice how personal Paul said, but Christ loved me and gave himself for me. My friend, salvation is personal. If you go to heaven, you must come individually. You yourself must receive the gift of God, his life for mine. Paul personally could say, he loved me. But my friend, he also loved you and gave himself for you. Now, when we receive this gift of Christ, he gives us everlasting life. Listen to this last song by the Canaan Baptist Church Choir from Covington, Georgia. The name of this last song is titled Everlasting Peace with Till the Storm Passes By.
Oh,
we speak about eternal life, eternal life is not a maybe so salvation. Think of the promise that is given in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here's what John said in 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Here, two things are mentioned in this verse. One is the fact of the knowledge of eternal salvation, that we can know we have eternal life. Why? Because God has promised it to us if we ask Him to give it to us. And if we call upon His name, His promise is that we shall be saved. But not only for salvation, notice it says after that, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. We can know that we're saved. We can know that we're in the will of God by following Him after salvation. Verse number 14 clarifies this, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. We can trust in the Lord that He will keep us safe. It is His promise that is sure. When we go to Hebrews chapter number 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse number 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Then we have in verse number 7 the declaration of Noah. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah and his faith in God and receiving the grace of God allowed him to follow God and build an ark for the saving of his house. Now, when the animals were sent 2 by 2 and the clean animals 7 by 7 to get on the ark, and Noah and his family placed them in the places they needed to be on the ark, when Noah's family was on the ark and the ark door was shut, all opportunity to be saved from the judgment of God was gone. This is a wonderful picture that God used to show us that while you are in this flesh and you're alive right now, you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But the moment you die, if you're not saved, there is no salvation for you. You say, preacher, the Old Testament says the mercy of the Lord is everlasting. Yes, it is, to those who receive His salvation. It is not everlasting for you who are lost. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, you are under the mercy of God at the moment. But the moment you die, that mercy is gone. And the only way you can receive the everlasting mercy of God is to receive the everlasting life through salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ offers you when you ask Jesus to save you. I would like to go back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 6, in verse number 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah had faith in God, and God's grace was given to Noah. We found that in the New Testament in Ephesians 2:8-9. But we find he had to have faith concerning a couple of things. Up until this point, according to Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 6, there had never been any rain, and there had never been any floods. All of the plants were watered by the mist that came up from the ground to water the plants. Noah built the ark without ever seeing what a flood was. Noah built the ark without knowing what rain was actually like. He operated by faith. I was just looking at my dad's Bible, He had written in the fly leaf of his Bible, faith, forsaking all, I trust him. God said it, I believe it, I'll obey it. That's faith. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, is your life reflective of trusting the Lord in everything, being obedient to his word, to give your body as a living sacrifice for him, dying to what you want, forsaking all, and following after him? My friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today would be a great day for you to acknowledge your sinful state. If you're convicted of your sin, come to the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing that you're a sinner. Turn from your sin, repent of your sin, and ask Jesus to save you. And if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, it's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time.